On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We do have more conversation to be had on Shedeur Sanders, because I'm listening to Ken and Anthony this morning, right? And I'm going through it. I thought we had hashed out a lot about Shedeur, and we had talked about him a little bit yesterday. We had talked about Dylan Gabriel. I thought I had made myself very clear. But a lot of people, and not saying that when you listen to me, you have to agree with me. That's not how this works. That's the beauty of having an opinion. You get to have one, and you get to have one that's completely your own. I could make a comparison to what opinions are like, but not here, not the place. I will say, though, and I'll ask you, 216-474-0092, do you think the Browns are actually rooting against Shedeur Sanders? Because this is the craziest thing that I heard from not just one, but several callers today, is that the Browns are actively, and the NFL is against, and the Browns are against, and a part of this narrative to basically set up Shedeur not to succeed. And which my only rebuttal to you, and it is the only rebuttal that should ever be needed, is why on God's green earth would we be talking about drafting a quarterback that you don't want to succeed, that you legitimately do not think has a chance to succeed in the NFL, or at least you're not going to give a chance to succeed in the NFL? You're going to give that guy the opportunity. The Browns are not rooting against him. This is so clear and obvious to me, is that right now you're staring at Shedeur Sanders, treating him as if he was a fifth-round quarterback, and that's where he was drafted. You can have a gripe about that. You can be against that. But that is currently the way that he is being treated. And honestly, in all fairness, probably being treated better than that. Like, I would say that most fifth-round quarterbacks probably aren't taking very many reps against the first-team defense. They're giving him a shot to prove himself. Let's not make a mistake. When you're playing against the first-team defense, even if it is, oh, hold on, big length of time being thrown out to you, a week into training camp, he's going against the first-team defense, they still are giving him an opportunity. But why? Why of any team would the Browns be the one making a selection just to keep Shedeur down? That's what I don't understand. I'd love somebody to explain to me what they think the thought process is on that. Because I just do not get it. I don't understand where that thought process comes from. Like, yes, we all like Shedeur, but so much of what is Shedeur right now is built up through the media. You can go out, you can watch the guy make throws. He makes good throws. Like, there's plenty of times where he's made good throws against defenses, and he looked okay against the first-team defense. I'm not saying that he didn't. But let's just view this from a Browns perspective. Guys, they're trying to find the franchise quarterback. They're making a legitimate search to try to find the guy of the future. Why would you burn not only a fifth-round pick, but also use your fifth and your sixth-round pick just to draft a guy to then be like, man, I can't wait to bring him in here and just put him down, humble him, and then get rid of him? That would be the most inept move made by any franchise in the history of football. That would be a worse decision. And I understand it would never be viewed this way in the world of sports. That'd be a worse decision than the signing of Deshaun Watson. just to be like, I'm going to legitimately use a pick to break down a guy and make sure he does not succeed. And yet we're looking at pundits over and over and over again just come out and say this time and time again, that the Browns are, they're trying to break Shador. They're trying to make sure he doesn't succeed. Like, we got to just remove ourselves at least slightly from the Shador camp and view this with a legitimate, real, just pair of glasses. Like, hey, put on the prescriptions, for crying out loud. The Browns are the last team that would do this. And I get it. You think that there are some, at times, have acted as a clown organization and have not done anything to make the right moves. There's something to be said about picking the wrong player. They're not just picking players in order to put them down. They're picking players to give them a real opportunity. Shador will get the opportunity when he earns the opportunity. And when the Browns decide that is, we can have conversations about whether or not they're taking that process too quick or too slow. The bottom line is they know how fast it's getting done. They know what is in, they think, their best interest. And they're going to operate under that. I just will never understand the mindset of thinking that you're purposely drafting a kid to put him down. Like, and just off the fact that Jimmy Haslam went through and been like, yeah, when I was driving home on Friday, didn't think there'd be a chance we were drafting Shador Sanders. Yeah, you know who else didn't think that? 31 other owners and GMs. I'm sorry, he went to the fifth round. I don't think that by any time you're drafting, which, by the way, he slid to the fifth, and that's where the Browns decided to take him, like, you're going into the fourth round where they were not drafting him. They probably thought he'd be off the board. That was more of the sentiment he was making. But every other team kept passing. The Browns were the one that gave him a chance. There should not be a slight to Shador. Shador should not take that as feeling it personally, being like, they weren't even thinking about drafting me. Oh, how hurtful. No. They weren't, because they weren't probably thinking a full round ahead, thinking, Shador's going to be there and we're going to draft two quarterbacks. It got to a value spot where they went, well, I don't know that I could really pass up at this point. Again, 216-474-0092. Do you really think the Browns are rooting against Shador Sanders? We'll get to your calls coming up on this and more surrounding the quarterback position in 5 minutes on Overtime with Jake Volnick on The Fan at 216-474-0092. Do you really feel that the Browns are actively rooting against Shador Sanders? Because it was the sentiment of this morning. I heard plenty of callers, plenty of people on social media chiming in and just going through the process of like, they're actively against him. The NFL is actively against him. They're not giving this guy a shot. Again, you drafted him. Why on earth would we be rooting against the guy? That to me just makes absolutely zero sense as to why that would be the case, and it does feel like a lot of media fodder coming through. Again, 216-474-0092. Let's head out to the phones. Mark is in Chardon. What's going on, Mark? No, Mark, I don't think that there's anything that went wrong with that. Like, there's nothing that absolutely any conspiracy theory that even involves anything that you just said, but that's okay. No. Like, the Haslams have actively shown over and over again that they're trying to win football games. Maybe not doing a great job at it, but they've been trying to. Again, like, people just want to just fly through and just over and over again go through the Shador thing time and time again. It's like, where do we land on the fact that he's being slighted in any way? That's the part that it confuses me. Over and over again. Like, I'm looking for something that actually makes any sense as to the point that Shador is being slighted at this point. And I think that the part that really bothers me is that everybody in years past would have been like, don't roll out the quarterbacks too early. Don't roll them out too early. We want to make sure these guys are ready, right? I want to see him when he's ready to go. This could be the guy of the future. And then all of a sudden, you draft a quarterback in the fifth round. Hell, even if it was a first rounder, for crying out loud, you would have been out there like, yeah, you're just pounding your fist on the table. You're screaming to the heavens that Shador needs to be out there getting first team reps the first second that it happens. I get it. It might be a 1 year window. I also could draw something to you that you're probably not going to want to hear, that it could legitimately be a 2 year window. Like, you don't have to convince me. If they really wanted to think Shador was going to be the future, they could, in theory, wait until 2027. I don't think that's what they're doing, but they could if they wanted to. If they wanted to give Shador and the two rookies they drafted this year a 2 year window, they could do it. It ain't going to make anybody happy, but it's out there. It's available. But you would want the exact process that everybody would have called for prior would have been this entire thought process of going through and actually building out the slowest building process to get these guys ready, whether that was by week eight, whether that was he sits out an entire year. And again, I understand the circumstances don't dictate him sitting out the entire year, nor do I think that they're actually going to plan to sit him for the entirety of 2025. But you'd want them to take the slow buildup. You'd want them to get the quarterback right. And part of getting the quarterback right is making sure that you put that guy in the best position to succeed. And for me, as long as you give him a fighter's chance this year, as long as you let him go out there and prove it without drafting a quarterback in 2026, you gave him a fighter's chance to succeed. I will. I will be deathly angry if you go out and make the decision to just go out and say, oh, we're going to draft a quarterback and we never saw Shador on the field and we're just not going to give him the opportunity to play. I promise you. Again, I've been on the Shador train since the second that it got going. I'm also just think I'm looking at this logically, if we're being honest. That's the way that I view it. I think I'm in a legitimate, just proper thought process on this. Like, I think I've cleared my head of the biases. I've cleared my head and I'm trying to pull back some of the emotion. Because I don't think that we should be operating thinking about what's happening based on emotion, because that would be Browns need to find their quarterback. They need to find their quarterback now. This is also how you get to the conclusion, oh, those guys weren't ready. They suck. And then they go play for somebody else and they look good because they gave them the time to develop. Again, as long as you give him a chance to play at any point this year, again, probably for like four more games, enough time where you think it's a proper time to evaluate him. I would think more than four games, but if four more, I'll give you the benefit of the doubt. I just don't see where we're going in thinking that this is some just absolute slight and this is not just the proper way to handle day three quarterbacks or a day two and a day three quarterback. Just build them up slowly. Give them an opportunity to go out there and get better like they are with Dylan, like they are with Shador, and then maybe see something happen. Again, 216-474-0092. You guys want to get on this? So I'm asking you, do you really think the Browns are rooting against Shador Sanders? Let's go to Tyler's in South Carolina. What's going on, Tyler?
Hello. I think that the Browns, and specifically Barry or whoever else, his draft record doesn't look so hot right now. Mm-hmm. And he goes out of his way. I think that he and Stefanski were all in on Dylan Gabriel. I know what Haslam told the writers the other day. I don't think it's that they're against Shador. It's just that they kind of went out on a limb. Nobody in the NFL thought Dylan Gabriel at 5'10" was an NFL third-round pick. So now they're out to show how smart they are. They've done this time and time again. It didn't matter if it was that receiver number 10 that couldn't catch. Like it's these picks that haven't been good. And I think we're seeing that Shador is starting to look decent. And once again, the average fan looks and they're like, he still can't pick players. He's still making mistakes. He's still drafting guys who keep getting arrested with second round picks. So I think it's more that they're trying to say, well, look at this great pick I made of Dylan Gate. No, it's Cleveland. It's cold. It's the AFC North. 5'10", left-handed quarterback with an average arm isn't going to end up cutting it at the end of the day. It's just not going to happen. But it's an anomaly. It's an outlier.
Tyler, don't you think they get the same credit? They drafted Shador too. They're the first team that took a chance on him. They traded up to make sure they got him. If he succeeded, are they not getting that same credit and looking smart for being the team that finally stopped the end on Shador Sanders and made him something?
Maybe, but I'm sorry. That screenshot of Barry, and they look like, they made us do this on national television. They did not look elated like they did for every other pick. And our owner has already shown in the past that he will intervene. He did it with Manziel. I don't know about the Baker Mayfield, but he has already proven allegedly the Watsons.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It just, they did not have the look of, man, am I excited that we got Shedeur Sanders. It looked more like, oh, man, now we got Shedeur Sanders. What is this going to mean for us? What is this going to mean if we don't win this year?
Yeah.
Is this going to mean Deion Sanders is coming? No, they did not look happy.
So I don't know how great of a timing that was, Tyler. The screenshot on Barry and Stefanski, and there's some more people that want to get in, but I appreciate you making the call, Don. I don't know how great the timing. Like, guys go crazy when they draft. They go back and watch them draft Cade York. They go nuts for a kicker. You draft a punter in the seventh round. Everyone gets up and high fives like they won the Super Bowl. Like, they just get excited for every pick. I'm going to assume, and you know what? Maybe I'm wrong. But I'm going to go out on a limb and take the assumption that the recording that they panned to during the draft after taking Shedeur was a mistimed panning on their part. Either that was after it was announced and they were already back in their seats, or they panned to them early and pulled off before they had seen the pick be announced. Probably the former rather than the latter there. But like, either way, you still get the credit. That's the part, and I've heard this argument out there multiple times of like, they want to prove that they were right in taking Dylan Gabriel first. Nobody's going to remember Dylan Gabriel if Shedeur's great. If you nailed the quarterback in the fifth round and he turned out to be amazing, you're going to get credit for developing a franchise quarterback that you drafted in the fifth round. That's all that's going to happen. Nobody cares where they were taken or if you took one ahead of them. If you nailed one of the quarterbacks, everybody's going to look back and think, well, you win some, you lose some, but at least they got Shedeur right. I don't think there's anything about, oh, well, they got to make sure that they prove it right with Dylan. I think they have to make sure they prove it right either way, and they're getting credit either way. Is that not just a win for you? Is that not part of the process in your mind when you take two quarterbacks? Is that if either of these guys work out, I look like a genius, especially taking them third round or later? I would certainly think so. Again, 216-474-0092. Cool Ray is in Bedford. What's going on, Cool Ray?
Hey, what's up, man? Hey, your last caller hit it right before he ended. And you, I get you, man. See, this is what we call when you great at your job, you great at your job. Man, that wasn't no panning before or after that. When they call Shedeur Sanders, man, listen, I've never advocated for African American losing a job, but look, Barry can go. What he did to that boy on draft night, in the African American community in Cleveland, man, that is that we salty about that. But listen, they are definitely ruining this boy's career, and I'm gonna tell you why. First of all, We've heard it on this station where they said the veteran quarterback Flacco doesn't even need the reps. He's a 15-year vet. If not, he don't even need the reps. So it really, and then we already know. So Flacco didn't even need the reps. They're holding this boy back for whatever reason. Now, you're going to give him credit for drafting him? Okay, but let's be honest. This is not a man who came out of college with a fifth-round mark. He came out with a high first-round mark. He just fell to the fifth round for whatever reason, conspiracy theory, whatever reason. But without throwing the football, he just happened to fail. But after leaving college, he was slated to be a first-round draft pick. We just got him in the fifth. And that's everybody's go-to card right now. Well, he was a fifth-round draft pick, but he's not a fifth-round talent. See, that's the problem everybody's having. If he was slated to be a fifth-round talent, wouldn't nobody be saying anything? But he wasn't. Yeah. And then we see the throw, and we see the throws, but we don't see him with. We don't see him getting a fair shake. Now, if you're going to trot out a person 5'5", and let's be honest, Kyler Murray's a small quarterback. But let's can we be real? Can we be honest? What has Kyler Murray really done in the NFL?
Oh yeah, not a ton. I'm not against you on that.
So we expected a person who, and Gabriel, if he was an NFL ready quarterback, do we expect the NFL to let people sit in college 6 years? No, we don't. So this is the problem that we're having right now. They're not giving him a fair shot. And all this, where he's going to be, they're trying to develop him. We don't know what the issue is, but we're not blind and we're not dumb and we're not stupid. We see if somebody's getting a fair shot. And he's handling it like a champ.
And I think he has. Corey, like, at some degree, I think that people in the past, and I think everything apart, just looking strictly at quarterbacks, you'd want that guy to earn the spot. The same way that I want Dylan to earn that spot and earn the reps. And maybe, you know, Shador came in. Maybe it was a lack of reading defenses. Maybe they're working on something with him. He's drifting back in the pocket, which we knew he had a tendency to do when he was at Colorado because he was getting smacked in the mouth through the A and the B gaps. Like, that was just happening. So you develop that tendency. Like, maybe they're just working on that with him, and he's clearly showing he's progressing. Like, they moved him up and are starting to get him reps.
But can you name any quarter? Can you name any rookie quarterback who came into even any quarterback came into the NFL as a pro without something to work on?
No, absolutely not. That's my point, he's working his way up.
That argument is. That holds for all rookies because they're rookies. Even the best ones who come out, Peyton Manning was slow. You know, you look at these guys, you go, wait a minute. We can't go, well, he's drifting back in the pocket. We looking at things that these guys need to work on. But my problem is with this here is that we're looking at, even in practice, you're saying you guys came out and said it's a quarterback competition. You drafted, you brought in a veteran. You wouldn't get Kenny Pickett. Then you drafted a third rounder or drafted a quarterback in the third round. And then you wouldn't get Shador in the fifth. There's no way with that order that you drafted he was ever going to be on this team. I think he's here to make good plays in practice and for draft capital if someone gets hurt. I don't think they want him here. I think, and I think the national media is saying it, the Browns was tanking the draft because nobody can make heads or tails of this draft until they got Shador to get their quarterback next year. They're going after Manny next year.
I don't even know that Manny's coming out. And, Corey, you made some really good points. I'll respond to him here, and I appreciate you making the call. I think this is a thing where, guys, if you want to react this way after training camp, and maybe you're not wrong, like if this plays out the entire way, and by the end of training camp, this is the way that it looks, I think that we could be having a legitimate discussion. If Shador comes out during the preseason and absolutely lights the world on fire, and he is still acting as if he's not getting first-team reps, he's QB4, and he's just showing he's miles better than they're giving him credit for, I'll circle back. I'll have this conversation with you. I absolutely will. Because, again, I'm on board. Like, Shador was the number one quarterback on my big board. So I'm not faulting. Like, he's still the quarterback that I think has the highest chance to succeed to be the Browns franchise quarterback. I don't want that to get lost in this. I also just think at some point you look at
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start. Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Quarterback battle, and you say, all right, I just want guys to prove themselves. The rookies coming in have to prove themselves that they're ready. The same thing for Dylan. Now, maybe they came in and thought that, according to different things, Dylan was more pro-ready than Shador was. And I get it. Pre-draft process, I'm fully on board. I did not agree with that. I think that Dylan Gabriel, other than, you know, size and height and everything, he had a decent arm. He made some pro-level reads. He was good at reading defenses. He was smart. This isn't a knock Dylan Gabriel session, but I also think, like, yeah, all these guys have something to work on. If he's starting to get reps with the first team, he's proven himself. Again, like, you have to take the steps, and maybe you started on a back foot. Maybe that's because you were a fifth-round draft pick, and the Browns did like Dylan Gabriel better, even if they were wrong. Even if they are wrong, they liked Dylan Gabriel better, and they made that very apparent in the order that they drafted their quarterbacks. But I am of the belief that cream rises to the top. The top talent will always win out. And if that is the case for Shador, he will continue to progress through this battle. And he has already started progressing. It's not like he's throwing to equipment managers and ball boys. Is that a result of four quarterbacks, three quarterbacks, and Kenny Pickett's injury? I don't know. We'll see how that plays out. And this is a time to rehash the argument if it does. But as he climbs the ladder and proves himself more and more, and if he's winning and looking good against the first team, like people said he was, and Dylan looks bad, I expect that to eventually be reflected. And I expect that to be reflected in the offseason if it holds. And I think that's where it lands. Again, 216-474-0092. Do you think the Browns are actually rooting against Shador? Terry, I see on the line. We're going to get to here on the other side as we'll keep this conversation going on Overtime with Jake Volnick. If you feel like you should be getting first-team reps, like, I feel you. I also would have thought that at some point he would have been one of the quarterbacks considered in the battle. I still think there's time for that, though. And I don't think that Dylan Gabriel currently being above him is any indication that he's not really progressing or making his way up the quarterback battle. It's just a slower burn for Shador for whatever reason. Again, maybe it's a footwork problem. Maybe they see something with him that they've been trying to work on and they're trying to get him to overcome that. I don't think he can get slighted in 7 days worth of camp. We started camp last Wednesday and they were off today. We have had, this is day eight since training camp has started. And again, he's been taking steps forward. But let's get back out to the phones. Let's go to Terry is in Euclid. What's going on, Terry?
Hey, what's happening, man? Couple things. I got a few things to get off here. First of all, if they would have drafted Baker Mayfield, if the NFL would have drafted Baker Mayfield in the fifth round, do you think it would have been a conspiracy then?
I mean, I don't know that it would have been a conspiracy. I think you would have looked at other things in his game. Everything that we know now, yeah, absolutely, it probably would have been a conspiracy.
Yeah, I mean, my thing is, you know, all the talk after the season and during the season about Shador, it is no way he was a fifth-round pick or should have been a fifth-round pick. I think there was, and I'm not a conspiracy guy. I don't think that usually happens, but this is the most bizarre pick of a quarterback I think I've ever seen. I mean, it's ridiculous. But at the same time, it worked out for the Browns, which is my team. So I look at it two ways. We got him at a cheap price, but at the same time, I look at it, he should have been drafted a lot higher than he was. And my thing is, he threw 74% in college, or 70% in college. A lot of guys don't even throw that and get drafted a lot higher than that. And the thing about Dillon Gabriel, and I'm not hating on Dillon Gabriel, he played 6 years of college ball. If he thought he was an NFL ready quarterback and got drafted in the third round, not in the first round, if he was NFL ready, why didn't he come out sooner? Why didn't he come out after his fourth year? Or why didn't he come out after his fifth year? You know, I that you got to look at. He played 6 years of college ball because obviously somebody didn't think he was ready to play. And then the last thing I want to say about this is, Joe Flacco, I love what you did 2 years ago, and I think Joe Flacco is a viable quarterback. I think he can play. But every snap he plays hurts us for next year. It just hurts us because now you don't know what you got with the two quarterbacks that you drafted, because you drafted two quarterbacks. You got two first-round picks for next year thinking about getting another quarterback. What are we doing? I mean, I understand Joe Flacco is our best chance to win a game, but how many games are we going to get with Joe Flacco? I mean, I'm going to give you two scenarios. I'm going to let you go. If he goes 0-6, obviously, we're going to put somebody in. Yep. If he goes 6-0, what do we do then? We can't take him out then, and then we still don't know what we got next year. He can go 6-0, and then we can lose the next six games, and we've wasted this season. I just don't get what they're doing. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, and Terry, I appreciate the call. I think if he goes 6-0, there's no chance he loses in the next six games unless something dramatic happens. If he manages to get through the Ravens, the Lions, the Vikings, the Packers, and then you're telling me he's losing to teams like the Jets, the Dolphins. Listen, we got bigger problems to solve in Cleveland other than being 6-6 and not knowing what we're doing at quarterback. If he goes 6-0, Amon, he should have his job. Like, that's the reality of it. Number one, and I'll start with the Joe Flacco point really quickly. Like, if you're going out to put Joe to make sure there's somebody in that room, that ultimately, if you look at three quarterbacks who have a third and fifth round grade on them, and then a failed first round experiment in Kenny Pickett, if you evaluate those three quarterbacks and you find out that you were completely wrong, not only is this season in the gutter, your job would absolutely be in the gutter. You have to bring in somebody. If your message is that we can win football games, and I understand, like, to a fan, that might not be the best case scenario this year. And I would argue on your side that that might not be the best case scenario this year, but that is their goal. They brought back Miles with the intent to win football games. They brought back Joel Bitonio with the intent to win football games. If you sell those players on that and don't give them at least one quarterback that they find to be competent and have that ability, you have lost that locker room. You have lost that team, and your job is as good as gone. And you know what? You're lying to your team. Because if you build that room and none of those guys come out and are actually looking any good, which that's a real possibility. Again, we're talking about a third, fifth round pick and a failed first round. Like, it's possible that none of them look good. It would not be a surprise by just basic NFL standards. I get it. We view Shador differently. But by basic NFL standards, if quarterbacks draft in those spots, that would not be that big of a surprise. You got to bring in one guy there. But I think I would also look at this and look at Shador and look at Dillon Gabriel. It's like some guys just develop slower. Like, he stayed in college, as did, and Michael was, I saw him mouth it behind the glass as you were sitting there talking, but he's like, Bo Nix played 6 years in college, and Bo Nix looked great last year.
I think he played seven.
Yeah, Bo Nix was a super senior plus. Like, he was, and listen, Bo Nix was one of the guys I looked at, I'm like, how is this guy 24 years old? This guy should be 32. Okay, I feel like every year of my upbringing, I saw Bo Nix in college. But like, it is just a scenario where, like, yeah, some guys take longer, and maybe Dillon won't be the answer. I'm not screaming to the heavens that he is. Again, like, Baker didn't fall to the first round, or fall out of the first round all the way to the fifth. because there was obviously a ton of talent attached there. And I'm not saying there's not a ton of talent attached to Shador, but like in a, I don't know that I want to call the Baker class a loaded class, but it was a good class of quarterbacks that people viewed relatively highly with Josh Allen, with Sam Darnold, of like, oh, those are three quarterbacks that people want at the top. This draft class is viewed one way and one way only. It is Cam Ward, and then it is a gap. And then you get to the Shador Sanders, the Jackson Darts, and then you get to Tyler Shuck and everybody else that got drafted, Jalen Milroe. But hey, there was a clear gap by the time that we got to the draft. Cam Ward went one, and it is. It's surprising that Shador drops to the fifth round, but if every single team was passing on him, I'm much more inclined to think there was something there when they talk about the interviews, he didn't perform well in the interviews and installs and everything else that would have made teams scared rather than you got 32 billionaires to conspire against one man for no reason other than the fact that his dad's Deion Sanders. I get it. We don't all have to act like Deion is the most beloved person on the planet. I don't think we're actively just conspiring against him, though. Like, we don't have a real significant reason to do that. And no real significant reason to then pin that onto his son as well. Again, and I think ultimately some of that could have definitely boiled down to the attention that he brings. Because if it's a first round pick and you bring a ton of attention to yourself, but you bank on it being, damn, that kid's going to be good, you might live with it. I think by the time you get to the second, the third round, if you go, if he's going to bring first round attention to him and not be as great of a quarterback that we'd want to draft him in the first round, and we're taking even a reach at taking him in the second round, which, by the way, a lot of people viewed him in that way. Second, third round grades on him across multiple different spots. Yeah, they were very wide margins. And yeah, like you could have just viewed him very differently. And if you have all those things against him, it's going to drop your stock. It's going to create that free fall. Again, it's unprecedented. We haven't seen it, but it makes sense that it exists. Again, I just sit here happy that I got Shador in the fifth round. Fix whatever it is that clearly needed to be fixed that teams were not happy with. Improve yourself to not be a distraction, not have all the media circus surrounding you, creating a real big problem, which I think Shador has done a great job at. He's handled himself very professionally, and I trust him to climb the board. Let's get one more call in here before we get out of here. Ben is in Garfield Heights. What's going on, Ben?
Oh, thank you for taking the call. It's not a conspiracy. Tom Brady was drafted in the sixth round. Drew Brees was drafted in the second round. Aaron Rodgers was drafted late in the third round. Some of these guys just don't know what they're doing. But the thing that bothers me about our organization is that we are the same team that drafted Johnny Manziel. We traded for Deshaun Watson knowing everything that was impending, and we draft Shador Sanders, and we're the only team willing to draft him while nobody else wanted him because one reason, these guys are addicted to being a circus. And my point is this, in Pittsburgh, Cincy, and Baltimore right now, they're not talking about Shador Sanders or any quarterback. They're talking about how far they're going to go. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah, appreciate you making it, Ben. I think that when he got to the fifth round, Shador was a really good value. Having four quarterbacks, I mean, there's a reason we play some circus music behind the quarterback rankings, okay? It's very unorthodox. It's not normal. I agree with Ben in the terms of, like, they're not rooting against him. This is no wild conspiracy. The guy fell in the draft. You took him in the draft. You're rooting for him. You want him to succeed the same way you want Dylan Gabriel to succeed. So whatever quarterback comes out on top, I'll be interested. Show me Shador against Carolina. Show me Shador against Philly. If he balls out, let's have a conversation. Maybe Shador, I don't know that he should be the starter week one. I think that's a good chance at Joe's job. But maybe he should be out there before Dylan. Maybe he should get a real crack at this thing as it starts to go sideways a little bit. But until I see that, I'm not going to get any bold proclamations. I don't know why they're holding him back. He could look great in training camp where he's not allowed to get touched. He could be getting cracked over and over again in Carolina. And it could be because he's holding on to the ball. He's drifting back in the pocket. He's not setting his feet before he makes throws. I got to wait and see it coming up next Friday before I draw that conclusion, though. All right, let's leave that there. When we come on back, as we always do at 9 o'clock, we'll get a grip and eventually get back into the Guardians deadline here on Overtime with Jake Volnick on The Fan.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.